Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Strad podcast. My name's Davina Shum, I'm a cellist, and I'm the online editor for the Strad. Today, I'm speaking with violinist Lisa Batiashvili about her insights on the Sibelius Violin Concerto, as well as the challenges of performing during a pandemic. Have a listen. Lisa Batiashvili, thank you so much for joining me here today on the podcast. So we're speaking ahead of your performance at the Audi Summer Concert on the 2nd of July, where you'll be playing the Sibelius Violin Concerto. Now, I know Sibelius Concerto, it's a piece that holds a very special place in a lot of violinists' hearts. So can you tell me, when did you start playing it? And how has your approach changed throughout the years?
Well, indeed, this concerto is also very important to me personally, and I connect it very much with my first travel to Finland, which happened in 1995 for the violin competition of Jean Sibelius. That was also the first time I got the chance to play it with an orchestra at the finals of that competition. It also was the moment which opened doors for me on international stage. I got my first commitments with orchestras and my first management in Finland who took care of me. So it was kind of beginning of everything. And somehow, of course, this concerto is very much connected to that start. For the time being now, of course, I've played it many times with many, many different and great orchestras and conductors. And of course, there are things that one adds to the performance and to the experience. But there is also a very natural intuitive feeling behind, which more or less stays the same. So it's a mixture of what you really feel about the concerto and then also what we have learned and tried out and also learned from other colleagues. And somehow it's in a very live experience. I feel that as an artist in general, you're always not only developing, but you are also always in a move and also your art history in the move. And somehow it always has a kind of a different angle. And that's why it's so interesting to be an artist.
Coming out on this end of the pandemic, I'm sure it must feel absolutely amazing to be performing for a live audience again. What would you say is the most challenging aspect?
I think many things are looked at differently. I think what I could realize is that now everything has got so much more flexible and spontaneous. And we realize that also planning ahead 3 years and 4 years and four seasons is something that we don't necessarily have to do always. And we can also live differently. And we had to, that we were obliged to. Now, the other thing is that the unpredictable thing about how the future is going to look like is, of course, very difficult. It's a huge challenge for the whole scene and the whole world, but especially for me as an artist, I look at the things like really now with a distance, because I try to not fix myself too much on the performances, because I don't even know whether that will happen even next season. But I'm so looking forward to this next performance, because not only because I will be playing in front of the audience after a long, long time, but also I'm very happy that one of my most favorite orchestras, the Orchestra dell'Accademia di Santa Cecilia from Roma, is going to join us for the festival. And this is, as far as I know, also their first travel outside Italy since the pandemic. So it's going to be also special for them. And it's such a gift to be able to host them in a festival. And this is going to be kind of, for me, a new start somehow.
I imagine it must feel like a reunion of all your friends that you get to play music with. Will this be the first time that you've performed the Sibelius since the pandemic has started?
No, I performed Sibelius in Stockholm in May with Sakari Oramo and Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra. And Sakari Oramo has been also a very long time friend and partner with this piece, especially for me. And so I've gone back to this piece just recently. What I wanted to also say about the orchestra is that, of course, I was also very limited for travel outside Germany. And this is also for me kind of going back a little bit to the normality through this friendship with the orchestra from Italy. And I must say, in general, I have been missing so much all my international friends and also friends in America and in UK, because we were just so absolutely limited in the possibilities of travel and making music with friends outside our own countries and our borders. So that's also a wonderful moment, I think.
I wanted to ask you, because a lot of our readers and a lot of our listeners will feel very strongly about the Sibelius Concerto, including younger violinists who are perhaps learning the piece for the first time. So what piece of advice would you give to these violinists who are embarking on this lifelong journey of exploring the Sibelius Concerto?
Oh, this is always a tricky question, because I think it's so important to make your own trip always. Of course, you can give some advices and also just tell about your experiences. I think that Sibelius's music is, on the one hand, very human and very emotional, but also very much connected to the nature and the Nordic nature. It's somehow, there are so many pictures and also so many kind of impressions from someone who is looking at the things from different angles. Somehow I always feel that Sibelius has incredibly lots of facets in its music. It grows into the highly emotional places, and then you have some calmness and some kind of going back into the very intimate emotions. And I think it's a trip that never ends. And I think that for all the masterworks for violin in general, whether it's Tchaikovsky, Brahms, Beethoven, Mendelssohn, Sibelius, it's such an interesting journey because you never get bored. For me personally, every time I take the piece again, I look at it as if it was a new piece. This is how I realize if the piece is really great, because even after 20 and 30 years, it never feels like, oh God, I've done it so many times now, I don't know what else I could do with that. But yes, you can always discover something new, always try something new, especially, I think, in the first moment of the concerto with the cadenzas, we are so free. We can try out different bowings, different phrasing, always, of course, keeping in mind the line of the orchestra, and somehow always just explore it again and again. Never stop exploring this piece.
Yeah, I think that's very valid advice. I mean, as you mentioned, it does evoke the image of a Nordic or Finnish landscape, and in the same way that you would explore that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights on the Sibelius Concerto with us. And I hope that you're really looking forward to your performance on the 2nd of July.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for being with us.
That was violinist Lisa Batiashvili. We'll be live streaming her performance at the Audi Summer Concert on Friday, the 2nd of July at 8:30 p.m. Central European Summer Time, or 7:30 p.m. if you're in the UK. You can find this on the Strad Facebook page or on our website, thestrad.com. And if you're listening to this in the future and you've missed it, no worries. Remember to keep checking in with thestrad.com for the latest news and all things to do with string playing. And if you like what you see, register and subscribe to access exclusive archival content from 2010 onwards. Let us know what you think. You can find us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again for listening, and tune in again soon for another episode. Bye!